Va ora in onda UniGR, il giornale radio dell'Università di Verona.
Il giornalismo in Romania in tutte le sue sfaccettature e il delicato tema del razzismo nello sport. Sono questi gli argomenti trattati da Adina Baia, docente di giornalismo e media all'Università di Timișoara Ovest, durante un incontro all'Università di Verona che si è svolto martedì 11 dicembre. La docente dell'Università rumena è stata ospite dell'Ateneo Scaligero in occasione di uno scambio di lavoro per un progetto dell'Unione Europea che prevede la realizzazione di alcuni incontri materiali sul tema dei media digitali. Adina Baia, durante l'incontro organizzato per i redattori di Fuori Aula Network, web radio dell'Ateneo Veronese, ha parlato della situazione e della concentrazione dei media in Romania. Sentiamo le sue parole.
My presentation draw a quick overview of how the Romanian media landscape evolved after 1989. Why 1989? Because that was a crucial year for the Romanian recent history. It was when the communist regime fell in Romania and when our country started its transition toward a democratic society and a capitalist economy. I made this introduction because the evolution of society and of the economy in general naturally affected the evolution of the media. And if we look at how the media evolved, we can notice that the written press registered a boom in economical terms in the early 90s, and then a gradual decrease in the late 90s, and that continued after the year 2000, whereas the audiovisual sector, television and radio, developed slower. Commercial television basically appeared on the Romanian market nationwide only in the mid-1990s. And I connected these two sectors, the evolution of these two sectors, the written press and the audiovisual sector, with a later trend, a later tendency registered after the year 2000, which is a tendency towards the concentration of the media market. And by concentration, I mean the tendency to have more and more outlets, media outlets, owned by fewer and fewer people. And I think it's really relevant and important to see who these people are and what are their economic and political interests because of how they impact on their public opinion. A separate discussion is, of course, about how the business and editorial policies are divided in the media institution in general, and in the particular case of Romania, where, as in the case of other Central and Eastern European countries, there is not a very long-term established tradition of journalistic values, because before 1989, the media was basically just a propaganda. After establishing the issue of the concentration and how the media evolved after 1989, it's interesting to see how this evolution of the market impacts the media content that we see. And referring in particular to the past two or three years, and when obviously the Romanian economy, as the economy of the entire Europe, was affected by the crisis, we can notice a gradual sacrifice of the quality of journalistic reporting due to economical constraints, an increased tabloidization, the tendency to replace what was formerly well-documented investigation with oftentimes tedious and irrelevant debates by pseudo specialists in all sorts of domains, and these are the conclusions of several reports undertaken by media analysts from Romania and by an NGO called Active Watch, who studies the media phenomenon in Romania.
Altro tema affrontato da Adina Baia è quello di pregiudizi e stereotipi.
In terms of media content, I spoke during this presentation about these current trends that lead to a decrease in the quality of content, and more particularly I referred to the use of stereotypes, of negative stereotypes, especially when we discuss the reporting about minorities, ethnic minorities in Romania. And one ethnic minority that is particularly targeted by discriminatory reporting is the ethnic Gypsy or Roma minority. And an often confusion that we find in Western media is between Roma, Gypsy, and Romanians. Oftentimes you can see articles where the terms are mixed. So for many Westerners, being a Romanian or being a Roma, Gypsy is one and the same thing. And I made this distinction and underlined that Romania is a country with a population of 19 million people, out of which a certain percent, probably up to 3.5 or 4%, is made up of the Roma minority. However, there is a great tendency in the Romanian media to separate the violent behavior of the Roma Romanians from the behavior of the non-Roma Romanians in the Western world. And we looked at a few examples where of discriminatory reporting about the Roma minority in Romania, and we look at the strategies used to promote negative stereotypes in the media. Strategies that include omitting positive reporting about the Roma minority, manipulating through image, using tendentious reporting, focusing solely on issues related to crime and violence and poverty when reporting about the Roma minority.
All'Università di Timișoara Ovest è in via di sviluppo dallo scorso anno un progetto che porterà alla realizzazione di una web radio universitaria. Fondamentale da questo punto di vista è stato il confronto con i redattori di Fuori Aula Network, web radio dell'Università di Verona. Proprio ai microfoni di Fan, Adina Baia ha toccato il delicato tema del razzismo nello sport, argomento specifico del progetto della docente dell'Università Rumena.
If we look at how this discriminatory reporting is reflected in the sports domain, we can see that ethnic discrimination in relation to the Roma community in sports is not so much related to how journalists speak about the sports events, but how the supporters of football teams relate to this ethnic issue and to discrimination. And there is one particular case that I have in mind here. In one of Romania's most popular teams, football teams called Steaua, there is a player who is of Roma ethnic origin. His name is Bănel Nicoliță. And oftentimes the supporters of the team and of some adversary teams shouted racist remarks, shouted racist slogans during football matches. And this was the reason why the Romanian Football Federation has suspended for several matches the right of the audience to participate in the football matches in order to prevent such type of behavior in the future, such type of racist behavior, and to promote fair play and the right to have diversity as part of the local football teams.
Per Fuori Aula Network, Thomas Ducato.
Avete ascoltato UniGR, il giornale radio dell'Università di Verona.